Blog Talk Radio.
Cast me not away from
Time of Jacob's trouble. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Jeremiah 30:7. By comparing Genesis chapter 32 with Jeremiah 30:7 and the prophecy of Obadiah, we may see that Jacob represents believers and Esau represents unbelievers. I doubt not but these two characters will be brought out and clearly seen in the closing strife with the image beast, which is just before us. See Revelation 13:11-18. Jacob's trouble was when the messengers returning to him said, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Genesis 32:6-7. The true saints will be brought into a similar situation at the time of the fulfillment of Revelation 13:11-18. Not that the saints will be killed, for then none would remain till the change. But to fulfill this prophecy, a decree must go forth to kill the saints, which will cause fear and distress. When Jacob was troubled, he wrestled with the angel until the breaking of the day. Genesis 32:24. In the last closing strife with the image beast, when a decree goes forth that as many as will not worship the image of the beast shall be killed, the saints will cry day and night and be delivered by the voice of God. Then the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Obadiah 18:1. I have not been able to see anything in our past and present history which answers to Jacob's trouble and the day and night cry of the elect. Luke 17:7. I have been astonished at some of our brethren, while they have urged us to go about the work of crying day and night for deliverance. Not long since, I was in a meeting where the sentiment prevailed that if all would then go about the work, they might pray Christ down to the earth in 24 hours. It is clear that when the time comes for this cry, that the elect will have the spirit of prayer poured upon them, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, etc. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart. See Zechariah 12:14, Ezekiel 7:15-16. When Jesus has finished his work in the heavenly sanctuary, and comes out upon the great white cloud with his sharp sickle, then will be the time for the day and night cry, which is represented by the angels crying to Jesus to thrust in his sharp sickle and reap. Revelation 14:14-15. The desire and prayer of every pure soul is, "Thy kingdom come." but the special mourning, praying time of the saints is evidently yet to come.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us. I praise the Lord for each and every one of you, and I just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. God is good, and He is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. And as we're still in the hours of preparation, we just thank the Lord for His grace, His mercy, His love for each and every one of us. And, you know, we have to truly prepare for His soon coming, because He will be coming soon. And this is the time for preparation for our souls to be right with the Savior, that we will have our house in order, our body, our soul, and our mind will be in order. And it will be upon our Savior and our Lord. Amen. So let us pray. Kind of loving Father, I thank you for this moment, Lord. I thank you for my brothers and sisters and their family and friend. I ask that you will touch them in a marked way. I ask that your spirit will be upon us as we gather to testify of your goodness, to praise you, Lord, to glorify and to magnify your name. Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. Words cannot utter the praises that is due unto you, O Father, but with our feebleness and our sinfulness, Lord, we want to praise you, Lord. Help us and teach us how to praise you and worship you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, so that we do not lead unto our own understanding, but in all thy ways that we should acknowledge you. And you said that you will direct our path, O Father. Help us not to direct our own path, but to wait upon you to direct our path. Again, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify, we magnify your name. I ask that you will continue to bless us and be with the speaker when he come at the 8 o'clock hour, Lord, to bless him and fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, for a time such as this, Lord. Again, we thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be ye followers of me, even as I am follower. Even as I also am of Christ. This is 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinance that I have delivered unto you. So We have to praise the Lord. We have to follow him. And if we're following anyone, if we see that they're deviating, they're not following the way of the Lord, they're not following the laws and the commandment, we shouldn't be following them or be in their company or under their tutelage. Amen. God is a God of reverence. He's a God of honor, and he's a God that he give us light. You know, he give us wisdom and understanding, because we know that only coming from the Lord. And when he shows us and teaches things through the Holy Spirit, we have to take heed. So I will read, I was reading this today, part of my evening devotion, and I will share it. Again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Please press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. Amen. Okay. The action for today is the title. When the storm of persecution really breaks upon us, the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice. Self-denying effort will be put forth to save the lost. And many will have strayed from the fold, will come back to follow the great shepherd. And we know that shepherd is not only but Jesus. So the people of God will draw together and present to the enemy a united front. In view of the command, peril, strife for supremacy will cease. There will be no disputing as to who shall be accounted greatest. No one of the true believer will say, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollo, and I am of Cephas. The testimony of one and all will be, I cleave unto Christ. I rejoice in him, I as my personal Savior. Thus will the truth be brought into practical life, and thus will be answered the prayers of Christ uttered just before his humiliation and death, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. We're supposed to be one in Christ. We're supposed to be unified together also. And that's John chapter 17, verse 21. The love of Christ, the love of our brethren, will testify to the world that we have been with Jesus and learn of him. Then will the message of the third angel swells into a loud cry, and the whole earth will be lightened with the glory of the Lord. Depend on God. Wait. His pleasure follows him. Rely in obedience to the strength of his word. To obey when it seems the hardest is true surrender to God. Again, to obey when it seems the hardest is true surrender to God. This will quicken your moral nature and subdue your pride. Learn to submit your will to God's will, and you will be made meet for the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. And I'll stop right there. So may we be obedient, and may we surrender all to the Lord so that he can work mightily through each and every one of us. God has a work to do. And brothers and sisters, let us strive to be a part of the 144,000. And when we strive to be a part of the 144,000, we will be striving to do the work that he has called us to do, and to, you know, share the gospel with others, especially those that are lost, those that don't have a relationship to Christ. And if they reject us, we have to brush off our feet and continue on. And when they reject us, they're rejecting Christ. So we shouldn't take it personally, because they have rejected him and they will do the same to us. Amen. So is there any testimony, prayer request, scripture reading? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. This is sharing time, brothers and sisters. I want to give you enough time so that you can share a song, a devotion, scripture reading, or if you like to say a prayer also, this is opportunity. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Carter, for opening my line. That's you, and happy Sabbath to you, one and all. I am so happy to be here this evening, because last Sabbath, I was way down in Rochester. I went down there for my granddaughter's graduation, so I did some traveling. My two granddaughters, one from high school and one into college, one going to high school and one going to college. God bless them. They did very well in school. Their parents are happy. They are proud of them. And so am I, because they have accomplished the first round of the ladder. And I pray that God would continue to bless them and continue to give them strength, wisdom, not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom that God wants all of us to have, the wisdom of inheriting his kingdom. So that is what I wish for them. And all other graduates who graduate from this line, I thank God for so much, for his protection over us, for driving all that long way, protecting us on the busy highway and bringing us back safely. So this evening, I just want to give him praise and thanks. I cannot praise him enough for what he has been doing for all of us, especially for me. So I was reading, yes, I saw, it's so much to see. You guys, I was there, I went down last week, Thursday. I was spending the weekend, I came back Monday. And that was a very good experience to see how happy they were in the accomplishment, you know, what they had accomplished. So God is good to them, and I pray that they would keep faithful to God. I came back up on Monday, and Tuesday I went and see my brother who is in the nursing home. He's doing well. This week was such a, you know, up and down, a busy week for me. And I thank God for his protection over me and over all of us, so we can come together on this line to give God praise. And I want to sing this little song, "Thy Way Not Mine, O Lord, However Dark It May Be." Because during this week, I had friends who died back-to-back. One of my friends has a niece that died back-to-back, or she buried one. Then she buried the nephew. He went to her funeral, and then he went and he got sick. He dropped down just like that and ended his life. So it's a lot of stuff that goes on during the week. But I thank God that we all can come on this line to give God praise and thanks. So I want to sing this song in thankfulness to God for all his mercies and blessings on us. Thy way not mine, O Lord, however dark it be. Lead me by thine own hand. Choose out the path for me. Smooth let it be or rough, it will be still the best. Winding or straight it leads, right onward to thy rest. I dare not choose my luck, I would not if I might. Choose thou for me, my God, so shall I walk aright. Not mine the choice, And things are great or small. Be thou my guide, my strength, my wisdom and my all. Yes, and these words are really the sentiment of my heart. And I hope that it is the sentiment of each one of us who will come on this line this evening to give God praise and thanks just for life. So I want to pray and to thank God and to ask him for his blessings on our family, on our prayer line, this prayer line that we have here, that God would bring people to the prayer line to listen to his word, because it's so important, so much is going on. We have to trust God for everything, because God's way is always the best way. So I'm going to say a little prayer, Sister Carla. Okay. Loving Father, we come before you at this another eve of your Sabbath. It's not right here as yet, but it's at the eve of it. And I just want to give you praise and thanks for the wonderful way in which you have been keeping all of us on this line. I don't think we have anyone who died during this week, but there were many others who passed away. And I am so happy, thankful, and blessed that all of our family members that I know are intact. They are still alive. They are breathing. What a privilege to come before you, Lord, at this eve of another holy Sabbath day of rest. You have set aside this day for us as a people to rest from our work, to rest from our labor, or to rest from everything that we think about. Even our thoughts need to be rested. And Lord, I come before you on behalf of our brothers and sisters who are on this line, even those who are halting between two opinions, trying not to want to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Father, I'm uplifting them before you this evening. You know them, our family members, Lord. Many of them are still out there having a good time, but Lord, help them, help us to know that the time is near, the time is short, and your coming is soon. This evening, Lord, I pray that you will bless each one, even those who come on the line and just sit there and listen silently. We are thankful for them, Lord, because we know this gospel message must be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. Everyone must hear it, and then your kingdom shall come. So, Father, help us this evening to take up our responsibility in telling others of your love, of your saving grace. And as we come here time after time on this line, Lord, may some soul be born to call you blessed. I just want to thank you for your Sabbath day of rest and for your love and protection over all of us. Thank you, dear Father, for keeping us, and keep our tongues, our thoughts, and whatever we say during these holy hours. May we realize that it is your holy hours, and we should only think things that would help us into your kingdom. So bless us, Lord. Bless the leaders of this prayer group, Lord. Sister Powers, I can't remember all of the names right now. But Lord, you know them, and I pray that you will continue to give them ideas and that you will bless us abundantly and bless them that they will keeping on and doing your work so other souls will come to know you. Thank you, dear Father, for your holy Sabbath day of rest. And may we keep it as it should be kept and receive a blessing from your hand at the end of it. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, sister. Paula,
praise the Lord. Amen.
So hot.
It's always a pleasure hearing you on the line, Sister Continelli. Your prayer and your song or your thoughts, and you know, God is truly good, and we will keep you in prayer, and your brothers and your family and your friends, those associated with you that are you know, going through this morning time of Earth history. This is, you know, a time that we all have to go through. Debt wasn't created for us, but because of sin, you know, we can choose by God's grace, if we accept Jesus as our Savior, to die once, because he's already died for us the second debt. So if we accept him as our Savior, we don't have to die that second debt. And that second debt, which means that we won't come back, you know, will be erased from this earth. So I just thank you again. And yes, God is the leader of this group, praise the Lord. But those that are helping out, like myself, Sister Powell, Sister Leola, Sister Stephanie, Brother Rick, Brother O'Neill, Brother Ricardo, he's been a great blessing to us, and even you, and each and everyone that comes on. Amen. So it's by God's grace. And I just want to welcome those who are joining us via the internet. Thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. May you have a happy Sabbath when it comes. So I just want to thank each and every one of those from United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, South Korea, and all throughout the United States. So may the Lord truly bless you, brothers and sisters. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, please press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. 985-232. Your line is open. Can you hear me? I believe it's Sister Brenda. Okay, just a moment. It's opening now. Amen. 985-232. See if your phone is on mute. Okay, I'll have to come back to Sister Brenda if we have time. Amen. She must have stepped. Oh, okay. Amen.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Just want to thank God for watching over us. Thank him for watching over us and waking us up. Thank him for giving us his mercy, because we wasn't worthy of it. Thank him for everything. I would like to read a script. We'll get John. Okay. Dear God, I thank you that I can truly rely and depend on you. Lord, in your words, you promised that the Holy Spirit would be our comfort and comfort, and that your Father that you have made come to pass in life. Holy Spirit, I ask that in times where I am lost for words, may you supply me with the words I need to say and the strength to endure as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I just thank the Lord for giving us all the encouraging words and the Bible to go by, so we can have words, encouraging words to say, words to learn, and everything to go by, so we can get the message through. So I just thank God for the message and the word that we can use to pray with each other. So I just thank God. I'm looking at Brother John. I just ask for prayer for me and my family, Adrian Light family, and all the workers on the prayer line and the homeless and all those that are in some facility. Amen, Brother John.
I'd like to say hello. This is Brother John. I'm home in Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today. And I want to give God the praise. And just want to say that I've been hanging there, me and my wife, and keeping the faith and keep on keeping on through life challenges and things like that and up and down. Keeping the faith. I heard someone one time, I don't know if it wasn't that long ago, some lady was talking in a store and she said something about faith. Somebody told her about faith and she said about faith. She was saying like she didn't have any. I was thinking to myself, I said, without faith, you really don't have nothing, I think. If you have to have faith to go through this life, you know, and believe in God and Jesus and believe in yourself. And believe that things gonna go better. Sometimes when they go negative, believe that just hanging there is gonna turn around and go get better. You know, like I say, faith to me is everything for me, and I think it's everything for everyone. So I just wanna say, keep faith, keep on keeping on. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you, Brother John, for coming on and sharing. And you know, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we all should have a measure of faith so that we can please God, because it is by faith that we're trusting God to be overcomer when we take hold upon his strength so that we can strengthen, so that we can overcome, that we can go through these trials and, you know, these things that's going to come upon us. And this is just the beginning. So we have to have faith, knowing that Jesus loves us and there's a God who created us and he can't wait to come and receive us, but we all have to be in unity. We all have to be ready. I mean, he will come, ready or not, but he wants us not to be lost, but to be ready for his coming. He wants to see us and he wants to redeem us from this sin-sick world so that we can live with him forever and never die. Amen. Amen. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you would like to share. We will be going into prayer soon, so please press 1 so that you can share your testimony, your prayer request before we go into prayer. And I will open the line for 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I said, wait a minute, did I press 1? But I thank God that you opened my line, because I would like to share, because I just want to thank the Lord for such a long, it's the week seems so short, but yet it was a tiring week. Just seemed like your body just was exhausted. My body was exhausted. And I just want to read Matthew chapter 5. This is one verse, this chapter I really love, because it explains that Christ did not come to change anything, but it talks about, especially in verse 13, he said, think not that I come to destroy the law. But I want to read, Sister Carla, I'll read it right quick. I'm going to start with verse 16 and read to verse 19. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law. Which law is that? The Ten Commandments, the law of God, or the prophet, whatever the prophet spoke of our Savior. He didn't come to destroy that. He says, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So he come to fulfill those things. and to bring those things to pass, because people not understanding the Bible. So I'm going to continue to read verse 18 and 19. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So, brothers and sisters, as we read what this word is saying, God said, don't take away from the word, neither add. So I am so blessed. We are blessed that we have come into the Sabbath. And this day that we are blessed to be able to be on the prayer line, and I'm very grateful to be here as God comes closer to us and worship as we worship him. So, Sister Carla, I'm asking prayers for all those that we go out and minister to. May God work in their heart to let them know. And, you know, when I talk with people, I ask them, I said, most of them tell me, well, I don't read the Bible much or I don't study. I say, well, there are some things that we got to understand. First of all, the law of God, the Ten Commandments, I say, you read it for yourself. I say, because when you go to church, I say, you're listening to a pastor, a minister. I say, they're not teaching you everything you need to know, but get the truth for yourself. And Sister Carla, let people know. Just ask them, which day is the Sabbath day? Oh, they will tell you Sunday. And I tell them, I said, go back to the Ten Commandments and read for yourself, and God will show you his word. And I give them that little pamphlet. Why not ask God about his Sabbath? So I just want to thank God, and I prayed and asked him to teach all those that get something that tell them about the Sabbath, God allow them to go and search it. I tell them, please, don't take this and throw it away, but please go back and search it. So just lift them up in prayer. And also I'm asking for prayers for this prayer line. I'm asking for prayers for, you know, each one of our family members. Our family members see that there's someone in their family talking about God's Sabbath and keeping the Sabbath, but you know what? They don't take heed. They don't even believe. So let's pray that God will open their eyes, and then they will begin to allow to teach their children. Because not only the adults not following God, their children they're going farther and farther away. Amen. So Sister Carla, just lift that up in prayer, or I can offer a prayer. And by God's grace, I'm grateful to be on the prayer line tonight and to thank God for all the blessing that he bestowed upon us. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Did you want to pray now or later?
I can offer a prayer now. It don't have
okay.
to be long.
Thank you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, and before your throne, your holy and righteous throne, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you for another Sabbath week, that we can enter into your holy Sabbath with thanksgiving and with praise, Father, because we have gone through another whole week, and we are here to see this holy day. Heavenly Father, I lift up my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Heavenly Father, you see every heart, and Lord, if our heart is not right with you, Father, forgive us for our sins, for my sins, and help us, dear Father, to get it right. Help us, strengthen us, Father, lead and guide us. And Lord, Father, it's been such a blessing that you allowed us, that no one has been in an accident, Lord, we hear of accidents every day, all day long. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you once again, Father, for keeping us and blessing us. Lord, the Sunday law have not passed yet. Lord, Father, we need you, Father. We need you to strengthen us and prepare us to be ready for something that's going to come, Lord. And if there's not one that's ready, Father, it's going to overtake us. So, Heavenly Father, please enlighten us and give us wisdom that we may understand and know the word of God, because the word of God can only help us where we have read and studied and where we have asked him and talked to him about our situation. So, Father, please have mercy. Now, Lord, we also pray on this prayer line, Father, that each and every state, as Sister Carla mentioned, all these different countries, Lord, we even ask him that you bless them and reveal them to their relatives. The Sabbath is not Sunday. The Sabbath is the seven-day Saturday. Father, may you open up all everyone understanding to learn, because you say we have to search the scriptures. And Father, let your people search those scriptures and see what God says, because God says the seventh day he rested from all his work, and we are to rest from our work because the Father said it and it's done. He said we ought to be obedient. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for this privilege to come into the prayer line to be able to pray and to be able to worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray for each and every sister and brother that you bless their children and teach their children to obey the parents, Lord Father, because the parents are trying to tell them what's good for them. So, Lord, allow them to hear and allow them to be blessed. We thank you, Lord. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining us, and thank you for also lifting up a prayer for each and every one of us and our family. May the Lord continue to bless us, and may we be faithful even unto the end, brothers and sisters. Again, just want to welcome each and every one on this prayer line. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is Sister Carla, your host. If you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, please press 1 so that I can open your line so that you can share briefly before we go into another prayer. It's such a blessing to have each and every one join us this evening. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. So thank you again. I'll go ahead and open the line for 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla. Happy Preparation Day to all my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Tymeco from Pennsylvania, but I'm in New York visiting my mom, and I'm so grateful. I give the Lord all praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. And I just want to thank him for bringing us back yesterday from Miami, Florida. And then instead of going back home, we went to Long Island, New York, to visit my mom. I'm so grateful to the Lord. He has given her another milestone in her life. July 4th, my mom has turned 89 years old. And I'm just so grateful for her. She's so happy to spend time with myself and my daughter. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord that wherever I go, I take my literature with me. And I've been placing, because of the grace of the Lord, I've been placing my steps to Christ and my amazing facts, tracks. So I'm so grateful that wherever I am, I will take the Lord with me, and I will preach his message with boldness and with love and kindness. So I just wanted to share that with all of my dear, beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And I just wanted to read a verse of the Bible, Psalms 67, verses 1 through 7. Amen. And it says, God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us.
Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. And let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. And let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. And verse 7 says, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen and amen. So I just wanted to share that with my precious brothers and sisters. And I do have a prayer request. I'd like to lift up this beautiful prayer line. I'd like to lift up Sister Carla and her beautiful children. I'd like to lift up Sister Leola and her precious jewels, Nicole and Jarvis. And I'd like to lift up Sister Stephanie and her precious jewels, KJ and Kaja, in prayer. And I'd like to lift up Sister Powell and all of her precious children, family and loved ones, and her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and her precious jewels in Jamaica. I'd like to lift up my family as well, Taiwan, Kyosha, and Tony. And I'd like to lift up all my dear brothers and sisters on this prayer line and for the nation and the youth that are suffering, the homeless, the sick, and the poor. So I thank you so much for opening my line. Sister Colin, have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath for tomorrow. God bless you. Love you all, always and forevermore. Love you. Thank you for opening my prayer line, sister. God bless you. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika. We will continue to pray for each other and our families, children, those that have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We know the Lord wait to hear our prayer. He's truly good, and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. And no one else has pressed one. And I just want to share again this reading. Well, most of us know how Eve was deceived, but let me share it in another aspect. It said, it was by falsifying the character of God and exciting distrust of him that Satan tempted Eve. Again, it was by falsifying the character of God and exciting distrust of God that Satan tempted Eve to transgress. By sin, the minds of our first parents were darkened. Their nature was degraded, and their conception of God were molded by their own narrowness and selfishness. And as men become bolder in sin, the knowledge and the love of God faded from their mind and heart, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. And we can see that is what's going on even now at this time. The man natures are being more and more degraded, and, you know, they're not worshiping God. They're, you know, narrow-minded. They're sinful. They're all about self, selfishness. And we know that sin will not enter into heaven a second time. So see the depths of God's love through his son, Jesus Christ, who Christ came to reveal God to the world as a God of love, full of mercy, tenderness, and compassion. The thick darkness with which Satan has endowed to enshroud the throne of deity was swept away by the world's Redeemer, and the Father was again manifest to men as the light of life. Christ declared himself to be sent into this world as the representative of the Father. In his nobility of character, in his mercy and tender pity, in his love and goodness, he stands before us as the embodiment of divine perfection, the image of the invisible God. So that what we are also here to do. to show others the love of God. We are his representative. Amen. And Christ is our elder brother. He's our redeemer. He's our Lord of Lord, King of King. And he is our example for what we should be doing. The love of God should be in us, and it should be coming out by our words, our action, and our, which is our deed. Amen. So let us be faithful. Let us love the Lord with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, and not lead unto our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all his ways, because, you know, our ways are not his ways. So everything we do, we have to ask the Lord his permission. Is this, Lord, is this your will for me? Because it might not be. He might say, wait. It might be not the time for it to come through, and we force ourselves to get something or to do something ahead of time. It will happen, but not according to God's will. So let all of our steps be according to God's will. Let us pray and afflict our soul and ask God that his will may be done in our life, in the lives of our children, our loved one, our neighbors, our friends, that they will come into the saving relationship with our Lord Jesus. There's no other. Is there volunteers for prayer? Is there anyone who would like to give us a word of prayer before we start? A quick word of prayer before I open the line for Brother Ricardo. I know most everyone has prayed already, but is there anyone that haven't spoken? If you would like to offer a quick word of prayer, please press 1 so that I can open your line so that we can go into the word. Okay. No one has pressed 1, so that tells me I will be the scapegoat. I will be offering a word of prayer, brothers and sisters. So let us pray. If you can kneel, please do so. If not, let us reverent God. Kind of loving Father, we thank you ever so much. Lord, we praise you, we glorify, we magnify your name, for you are worthy to be praised, Father. You know all the desire of your children. You know our ups and downs. You know our lying down and our waking up. You know our thoughts are far off, O Father, and how they are not like your thoughts, O Father. But we want to have the mind of Christ Jesus. We want for you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Because without that, we are none of yours. We're just doing things in our own strength, Lord. Bless us again. Protect us. Give us wisdom and understanding to hear the word and to take heed, O Lord, and to hide it in our hearts so that we will not sin against you. Please be with Sister Timeka and her family, her mom. O Lord, that you have blessed her with another day to celebrate being born in this earth. Continue to bless Sister, my dear sister, daughter, and her family and friends, her son and her husband. Lord, Sister Timeka, love you, and she loves to share the word. Continue to bless her ministry. Be with Brother John, Sister Brenda, in a special way. We thank you for them. We thank you for their presence. We thank you for the growth that you have given them, O Father, that they are willing to learn. So you have blessed them to grow in you, Lord. Thank you also for Sister Consonelli, Lord. Be with her and her family as they're mourning deaths of some friends and family members of friends that have passed on, Lord. We pray that it was not a Christless grave, O Father. Help us, O Father, to cry aloud, Lord. There's so many dying. So many will die, O Lord. We have no control over it, O Father. But we ask that we will be able to minister to these people. We will be able to reach them in time and tell them about you and about your love for them, and that they can repent of their sin, that they can ask for forgiveness, and that they can accept you as their personal Savior. Be with Sister Leola, for Jarvis, for her husband, her daughter, her grandchildren. Bless her ministry as she go out to the people, O Lord, and tell them about the Sabbath, Lord. It's so important to know about the Sabbath, Lord. It's right there in the Bible, and many fail to know about it or know that it's Saturday. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, Lord. Help us to
minister to those. Help us to love them, Lord, even if they refuse to learn, oh, Lord. May we plant the seed in someone else's water if it's according to your will, Lord. And may we not go in the way of error, oh, Father. May we not force anything about upon anyone, Lord, but may we love them, oh, Father. We thank you also for Sister Katie and her family. Continue to bless them. Sister Powell, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you have blessed her, her children, her grandchildren, as Sister Stephanie was testifying yesterday, Lord. We thank you for being such a wonderful sister and a mother to her children and a grandmother to her grandchildren, Lord. Bless the Sister Powell and her family. Sister Stephanie, be with her and her daughter and her son and their ministry, oh, Lord. Continue to provide for them, Lord. Continue to bless even my family, oh, Lord. Be with Amanda and Nicholas in a special way, Lord. May your Holy Spirit impress upon them the things that needs to be done, oh, Lord, and that they need to come into a saving relationship. We thank you again for Brother Ricardo and his wife, Samantha. Continue to bless them. A young couple, oh, Father, that's striving to do your will, Lord. Bless their home. Bless their going and coming, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Be with Elder Rick and his family, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson and the families, Sister Payne, and each and every one of our brothers and sisters and those that we hold so dear to our heart, my family, Lord. Brother Eli and his family and his friends, we lift them up also, Lord. And also the unspoken prayer request, Lord. May you be with each and every one of them, Lord. Each and every one of us, oh, Father, are striving for the mastery to overcome and to study, to show our self-approval, Father, a workman rightly dividing the word of knowledge, Lord. Thank you again. Bless us, Lord. Forgive us. Strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I will open the line for Brother Ricardo, again, happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters, and I believe this is your line, Brother Ricardo. 754-802, is that you, Brother Ricardo? Or are you on another line? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 754. Thank you for joining us, though. 610-704. Your line is now open.
All right. Thank you so much, my sister, Sister Carla. Happy mm-hmm. Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla. May the Lord continue to be with you and to keep you faithful doing his work.
Thank you.
I admire your dedication.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, I can hear you. Just one note. Usually I mute the line, so if you want to have a question or something, I can unmute, or they can press one, but usually I mute the line so it won't be any distraction. I mute the caller's number, so that's why you won't hear feedback unless you want to. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
All right, so let us go into prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord. You give me the privilege to speak to your people. I pray that, Lord, I will not be seen, I will not be heard, but Christ must be lifted up on his word, oh God, I pray. Lord, I'm asking you for your presence and your anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray wherever your people are, as we prepare on this preparation day, oh God, we know that you are coming, Lord, to visit each and every one of us individually and collectively, oh God. I pray that angel of excelling strength will be around and about our house, oh God. And I pray, loving Lord, that your peace that surpasses all understanding will come surrounded your people. And I pray, loving Lord, that we will see our need and we will call out on your name to save us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to look at this evening's message going to be on the parable of the 10 virgins. But are we going to study this message? A lot of God's people, as Adventists, we study the parable of the 10 virgins on a surface level. But this time, we're going to go deep, and I'm praying that you have a prayerful spirit, because we're not going to go on surface areas. We're going to go deep. Because the way we're going to study the parable of the 10 virgins, We're going to study it in the light of the first and second and third angel message, along with the Great Advent Movement. When the Great Advent Movement, when the people of God were preparing for Jesus to come, in William Miller Day and Sister White, 10 virgins, that prophecy was fulfilled, and we see that some who join the faith and they give up the message. Them that walk away from the message, they represent the foolish virgin. And them that stay and pray and call on God, they represent the wise virgin. In the study of Revelation chapter 14, the wise virgin, they fall under the first angel message. I'm going to show you that in the spirit of prophecy. What I said, this is not just a easy study or a light study. You have to dedicate yourself to study. The Bible says we must study to show ourselves approved. The foolish virgin fall under the second angel message. We may not get to go through all on the third angel message. These are those who do not have root in themselves. They are lacking moisture. I just want you to get a picture now. The parable of the virgin, they have the first, second angel message. Now, you and I, we are under the proclamation of the third. So, brothers and sisters, you and I represent these two classes. Either you are the wise or the foolish. So today we're going to study a little bit by God's grace, and this study is going to determine if you and I, we are wise or foolish. Go with me to Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 4. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 4. And Sister Carla, if somebody, I'm going to allow you to ask a question, a burning question. Don't ask a question if you know the answer. Okay? We're going to ask question because the time is short. And we know today is a preparation day. We all exhaust. We go to the work week and, you know, we can't weary the saints. Okay, friends? So if you have a question, just press 1. Sister Carla will open the line for you, all right? So let us pray again. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. We ask for your presence of your Holy Spirit. Let everything I say be for your glory and honor and praise. Let me use the Bible and let not me use my interpretation and my own preconceived idea. Let me be guided by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 4. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Verse 3, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. Right? So now, remember I said now, we are studying the parable of the 10 virgins in the light of the first, second, and third angel message. A lot of you never studied this message like before, but today God gives you the privilege to see this message. Now, let me use the spirit of prophecy first so I don't confuse no one. Go with me. Can you write this down for me, please? Great Controversy. Great Controversy. 1888, the book 1888, chapter 22, Great Controversy, 1888, chapter 22, page 393, paragraph 2. I read in a hearing. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, Jesus, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil in their vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarry, they all slumber and sleep. This is the condition of God's last day church. And at midnight, there were a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. I'll give you one more. Give me a second. All right, we'll just read that, right? I just give you a quotation just to settle your nerves for a little bit. All right, now, I have a question for you, friends. Where is the first angel message in the parable of the ten virgins? I want you to look back on Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 4. I read it in your hearing again. We're going to read slowly. Father, bless your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto ten virgins, which took their lambs. The lambs represent the Bible. Psalms 119, 105. And went forth to meet the bridegroom, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. Your answer in verse 2. I ask the question, your answer is in verse 2. Where is the first angel message is found? No, sorry, my bad. Where is the first angel message in the parable of the ten virgins? Satan, you're a liar today. You ain't getting it. Where is the first angel message in the parable, friends? Look at verse 2 again. And five of them were wise. Remember I said the wise virgin, they fall under the first angel. Now we're going to look at the wise virgin, and then we're going to jump on the foolish virgin. We're going to study the characteristics of the wise and then the foolish. Remember now, the wise virgin have the believe and they profess first, second, and third angel message. Both groups now. So we're going to read and study and to see which group you and I fall under. Now, go with me now. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Write these things down, friends. Don't take my word. I want you to be like a barbarian. Go back and to search and to see if these things are so. Are you with me, friends? We're looking at the wise now. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The root word for wisdom is what? Wise. The root word for wisdom is what? Wise. Notice now, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the wise, they have a knowledge of God, will, his word. Now, watch this right here now. Because remember, I said the root word for the root word, what is the root word for wisdom is what? Wise, right? Now, bear with me now. Where does wisdom come from? That's simple, my brother. We get wisdom from God and this world. I want you to look at this. We are looking at two class, the wise virgin and the foolish virgin. You have two class of wisdom. You have the wisdom of this world, and you have the wisdom from above. Which one you have? A lot of God's people, we are trying to intertwine the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of heaven. No. That means you are contradicting the things of heaven with the things of this world. Listen, let me prove that to you. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're looking at two classes. The foolish virgin have what wisdom? Not really. They were pure in their early stage walking with Christ. And all of a sudden they become corrupt. That's why they become a foolish virgin. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. Which things also we speak, not in wisdom which man wisdom teacheth. Pause. This is man wisdom now. Where is God wisdom now? But which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Two wisdom right here. The wisdom of this world and the wisdom of God. Right? But which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Compare spiritual things with spiritual. Suppose, the ten virgins, they go out to meet the bridegroom. Another word, one was spiritual, one group was spiritual, and one was carnal. The spiritual one, they study to show themselves approved. They compare spiritual things with spiritual. In other words, what does that mean? What does that mean? Line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little and dear a little. This is the condition of the wise. Give me a little bit more of the condition of the wise. Then you remember in Revelation now, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is he that readeth and hears the word of this prophecy. This is the wise now, which are written therein. Pause. Remember, you have two class of people, foolish and wise.
the wise virgin, they read and they keep those things which are written therein, for they know that the time is at hand. The wise virgin, they know that there is a purification that's going on. The wise virgin, that they know that the judgment of God is come. The wise virgin, they know that God said, let them make me a sanctuary. And the wise virgin know that they're going to study Daniel, Daniel chapter 8, verse 14. And they said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the what? Sanctuary be cleansed. The wise virgin, they know that they are in the day of atonement. So what they are doing, they are keeping those things in their mind. They are not being forgetful like the foolish virgin. You see, the foolish, the all group start out pure. But one class get careless and different. But the other class kept their eyes on Jesus. Their love was quickened. Their faith increased and get strong. Friends, which group are you today? Let us look now, because I talk about the wisdom of God. We do line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. But look now, because the natural man, the carnal man, the sinful man, he cannot understand spiritual things. But the wise virgin, they can comprehend spiritual things. Verse 14 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 now. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are foolishness not unto him. He don't like to study. He don't find no pleasure. He or she don't find no pleasure in the study of the Word of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Start to read the Word of God, he falling asleep. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness unto him. I read a watch movie. I read a watch, read a novel book. But this natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Why he cannot know the things of God? Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. You see, the wise virgin, they discern time, which is prophetic time. They are viewing the signs of the time in these last days. And they, what they are doing as well, they are weeping and they are gnashing in these last days, because they see that Jesus Christ is about to put him in his appearance. But while probation linger, the bridegroom also lingering. Why? Because the bridegroom see that the church is not ready. Let us go back a little bit more in the Word of God. I like to keep you into the Word. Go with me now to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. We're looking at the wise. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So when the wise speak, they speak words of knowledge and understanding. They speak to edify one another. They speak to edify and encourage their fellow brethren. Now let me view the wisdom of this world. What is the nature of the wisdom of this world? Let's go with me to James chapter 3, verse 13. James chapter 3, verse 13. And then we'll go into our study. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Mercy. The Bible is asking a question. James chapter 3, verse 13. Write these things down. Who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Verse 14. But if he have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Mercy. Verse 15. This wisdom, we're looking at the two wisdom now. These verses are going to show you the wisdom of heaven and the wisdom of this world. Watch this now. This wisdom descended not from above. Mercy. But is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Verse 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. 17 now, the wisdom from above. But the wisdom that is from above is first fear. Fear. Then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Easy to get along. we have some of us, we have some very interesting characters, hard to get along with. You come like a pawn in the brother or the sister's side. Mercy. When the sister see you, say, Lord, please don't let me have no migraine, Lord. Today is the Sabbath day, Lord. I want to focus. But this brother or sister, brothers and sisters, we have to make our calling and election sure because Jesus is coming. Let us read again. The wisdom from above, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. All right, we'll move on. Galatians now, because you have to remember now, the wise have the wisdom of heaven from above, and the foolish version of the wisdom that is earthly, devilish, and sensual. But let me show you something. The wise in heart, they are not a man pleaser. They're not going to suppress the truth. They're going to tell you the truth as is in Jesus, in love, in meekness, and gently and also kind. But they're going to be stern. I ain't going to hold on the standard. Look with me now. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Because we are studying the characteristics of the wise virgin, because we are seeing a lot of things that's going on in God's church. We just see the Vatican flag flowing and all these things at the GC session, and many Adventists are closing their mouth. But let me show you something. If you're going to want to be among the 144, so you're going to cry aloud. You're not going to fear not. God's servants will never keep silent day or night. Why? Because they are watchmen. God's servants, God wants some man and woman in these last days to have some lion heart. God don't want no chihuahua dog, no little dog, just be nice, but when trouble comes, they run away. God wants some Rockweiler heart people in these last days. When they see sin, they will cry aloud and say, danger, danger, be on your guard, church. God wants people like this. Are you a wise virgin? Are you a foolish? Let us look at read Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For do I know persuaded man, mercy, or God? Or do I seek to please man? If you and I seek to please man in these last days, if you and I seek to please our brothers and sisters, when you see them in apostasy, you're not going to try to correct them. What the Bible say? I should not be the servant of Christ. Or do I seek to what? Please man? For if yet I please man, I should not be the servant of Christ. You must call sin by right name. Even when you hear me, follow the line, Sister Carla, send me a text. Brother Ricardo, tighten up. No man is above the Bible. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Reprove me, correct me. All of us. Let us move on. Christ object lesson. For a short abbreviation, you can C-O-L. Christ object lesson, page 406, paragraph 3. The two class of the watchers represent the two class who profess to be waiting for their Lord. They are called virgin because they profess a pure faith. Why they are called virgin? Because they profess a pure faith. Can you prove that from the Bible? Just to show you that the spirit of prophecy is in harmony with the book, the Bible. Go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. Quickly. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgin. These are they which follow the Lamb, which wherever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit unto God, unto the Lamb. The spirit of prophecy just tell us that they are called virgin because they profess a pure faith. By the Lamb, lamps is represented the word of God. The psalmist says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Friends, we do not want just only the Bible of our head knowledge. We need both, yes, but we need the Holy Spirit. What caused the other class to be a foolish virgin? Because they be of the Holy Spirit in their early years. They fear God and give glory to him, but they get careless and different. They want to become man-pleaser, suppress the truth. They want to hear a smooth message. No, the Holy Spirit starts to withdraw from them. And when the time for preparation, when the time to make your calling and election sure, when the time for God to see primitive godliness in you and high in these last days, they see it was late. Brothers and sisters, in these last days, they're going to say, Sister Carla, can you do a little study with me, Sister Carla? But Sister Carla, I cannot share my high with you, my sister, my brother. This is the time I have to search my own self. I have to weep before the porch and the altar. May God help us, friends. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the portion of fools. Remember, we are dealing with what? The wise virgin and what? Foolish virgin. The wise virgin, they're going to what? Inherit glory. When the image of God is seen in the wise, God will be what? Glorified. Remember when Jesus said, Father, glorify me, for I have already glorified thee. So when the image of God and Christ's righteousness, Christ be seen in us, the hope of glory, the early and latter end, the character being changed, and all these things that transform in our life on a daily basis, friends, then God will glorify us, give us the glory, the new glorified body, a new name, a crown of glory. But the wise shall inherit glory. But shame shall be the promotion of fools. They have a saying that say God calls fools, but he don't keep them. What is this glory will the wise inherit? Because the Bible said the wise, they shall inherit glory. I want to know, what is this glory? This is the glorious gospel they're going to receive. Remember, again, I read previously. Remember in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is he that read it, not only just to read, but keep. In other words, you read and you also keep them, become a part of you. You memorize it, you study it. Blessed is he that read it and them that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. All right, now, go with me to 2 Corinthians and we'll compare. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. What is this glory will the wise inherit? We want to know, what is this glory the wise going to inherit? We want to know. Now, you don't want my word. We'll have to use the Bible. And write these things down, friends. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go back and to search. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom is the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shone unto them. Pause. When the image of God is being seen in the wise, what is taking place? Lest the light of Christ's glorious gospel. This is dealing with the everlasting gospel. We are studying. Do you know that the parable of the 10 virgins, it is present truth? When somebody asks you, what is present truth? We say the first, second, and third angel message, correct? We say the sanctuary and the Sabbath and all these things, right? Correct? The study of Daniel and Revelation, correct? But do you know that the parable of the 10 virgins, it is present truth? Remember now, we are studying the parable of the 10 virgins in the light of the first, second, and third angel message, right? All right now. Write this one down. Review an error. August 19. Review an error. August 19. 1990, paragraph 3. I'll say that again. Review and Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 3. We are told, I am often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, five of whom were wise and five foolish. Listen now, friends. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter. What? The parable of the what? 10 virgins. Listen to what the woman of God said. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter. Let us move on. Continue. Has a special application to this time. So the parable of the 10 virgins, it has a special application for our time. Let's continue. Unlike the third angel message. So the third angel message has a special application for what? This time, along with the parable of the 10 virgins. She continued. Unlike the third angel message has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth till the close of time. The third angel message, it is present truth, and also what? The parable of the 10 virgins, it is present truth until the close of time. Remember now, the wise, they inherit glory. They have the image of Christ. But do you know that many are going to church without the image of God? They keep the Sabbath, yes, all these things. And many are keeping the Sabbath without the image of God. How can that be, my brother? We are told in Christ's Object Lesson, page 408. In Christ's Object Lesson, 408. In the parable, all the 10 virgins went out to meet the bridegroom. All had lamps and vessels for oil. For a time, listen now, friend. Mercy. It's talking to me right here when I read this. It says, for a time, there was seen no difference between them. Do you know when you go to church on Sabbath, everybody dressed nice. Ladies, they dress the fun to the teeth, to God be the praise. The brothers, they suit nice, well-dressed, and all these things, iron and all these things. Everyone look like Christian. But listen now. For a time, there was seen no difference between Seventh-day Adventists. So with the church that lived just before Christ's second coming, friends, you're supposed to start here. You're supposed to scratch in your head right now. We are told, for a time there was seen no difference between them. We talk like Christians. We smell like Christians. We eat like Christians. We walk like Christians. Everything like Christians. But we are told there's no difference. We can't distinguish the difference. Only the Holy Spirit. Scripture must be your what? Says God. Listen now, so with the church that lived just before Christ's second coming, all of our knowledge of the scripture, mercy, when I read this thing, I say, Lord, please don't let me have nothing but acknowledge of the scripture, Lord. Let that acknowledge go into the heart and purify it and cast out everything that is not like thee. What we are told, brethren, all have a knowledge of the scripture. Mercy, that's good. She said, all of our knowledge of the scripture. He's supposed to start cleaning you right now. Listen now. All heard the message of Christ's near approach. You are hearing it right now. Even if it's your first time, you are hearing it. All heard the message of Christ's near approach. And confidently expect his appearing. But as in the parable, so it is now. A time of waiting intervenes. Faith is tried. And when the cry is heard, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Many are unready. We are told, many are unready. They have no oil in their vessel with their lamps. Friends, we don't want that. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to seal you, going to determine if you're going to be sealed or not. If we don't have no life, we are in serious trouble. Goosebumps supposed to fool your body right now. You're supposed to want to cry and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Pray for me, friends. Pray for me. They are destitute of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever looked on the TV and you see a picture of that on the desert? the woman of God is comparing God to people like that. Some of us, we have the word, we're full of knowledge, we know the spirit of prophecy, we know the court, and the man can lift, you can't even lift the roof off when you don't give a word of encouragement. But we are told they have no oil in their vessels with their lamps. They are destitute, desolate, empty, void of the Holy Spirit. Friends, we need this light of Christ. We need to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus more like never before. If you want your love to be quickened, if you want your faith to be strengthened, to increase, study on the life of Christ, especially the closing one. When you do that, friends, heaven will quicken your heart. Your heart will soften. Just contemplate every seed. Meditate. Try to grasp the seed. Put yourself in it. Put even yourself to your beating Christ. Put yourself in it when they're beating your Savior. That's me. My sin caused him to have those bruises on his back. My sin caused blood to gush out of his body. My sin caused them to put the thorns on his head and bruise him and blood gushing down on his face. My sin caused them to spit in his face. You and I sin things, and you're going to feel so ashamed of your own self, ashamed of your situation that we are here now. Jesus loved you so much that he gave everything to come and die for you and I. Brothers and sisters, Jesus paid a dear price for you and I. The whole host of demons, Satan, the legion of demons was against Jesus. You and I, two or three demons may come up against us. But one third of the angel were cast out. These are the one third was cast out, friends, was against Jesus. And also the wicked people and the wicked rulers. But we are told that you're going to be hated of all nations. Have mercy. The same bitter cup that Jesus drinks, you and I are going to drink it. But which class you fall into? Are you the foolish virgin? If you're a foolish virgin, you're going to betray your brother. The same brother or sister you go into church with, go fellowship with, and when lunchtime when you sit down and you eat, that same brother going to stab you in your back. That same brother going to call the authority upon you. That same brother going to pipe you out where your location is at. We don't want to be a foolish virgin in these last days. We want to be wise virgin. Let us move on. You are a wise virgin. What are you studying in these last days? Daniel chapter 8, verse 14. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall what? Sanctuary be cleansed. Sanctuary be cleansed. So the wise in heart, they know there's a what? A cleansing is going on, right? Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. So if the wise is going to study the sanctuary message, right? What is their understanding of the sanctuary? Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white. Who going to be made white? And tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall what? The wise going to understand that we are in a time of purification. And when they are found in the balance, and their case is what? Pure, holy still. And they say, going to try. That means God already sealed you for the great time of trouble. And all nations against you and I. You have to be tried. Your faith has to be tested. Don't be like the children of Israel. So if the wise, they are studying the sanctuary, right? So they understand prophetic time, right? Is that so? Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5. So if the wise, they are studying the prophecy after 2,300 days, they discern prophetic time and judgment. Listen now. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 5. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. What does this mean? Everyone who in the violation of the true Sabbath and keep the false Sabbath, they're going to feel the wrath of God. Notice what it says. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, meaning the seven last plague. A wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Pause right there. This is saying a lot. The wise in heart, they discern prophetic time. But we know prophetic time ends in 1844. We are not time setters. But what time that we are dealing with? Because the third angel is greater than time. So when the wise in heart, they are looking at current events that fulfilling Bible prophecy in these last days. But the foolish virgin, when the wise start to speak, they are saying, hey, calm your fear. Don't sound such alarm. Go back to sleep. The wise in heart is trying to show the foolish virgin. But the foolish virgin is going to grieve away their grace. They are grace, and they're going to fall from what? Grace. They're going to fall into the same predicament like Babylon. Let us move on. So, prophetic time. So, prophetic time also leads to what? Judgment. Something supposed to ring a bell right there. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. You see, God is a long-suffering God. He's just like a parent. Keep talking to our daughter or our son. I said, don't touch that. Don't do it. And all of a sudden, the parents have this, man, that's what? Judgment come upon them. Have to face the consequences of disobedience. Now, remember now, the wise in heart, they are studying this prophecy. And also, they are going to witness and prophesy again. Even though there was a great disappointment. But the wise in heart, they're going to prophesy again. Right? Because remember now, the wise in heart, they're going to study jointly the book of Revelation and Daniel, and what they're going to keep those things for the time is at hand. What do you mean? Revelation again, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth. God pronounced a blessing on the study of the book of Revelation, brothers and sisters. Blessed is he that readeth and he that keepeth those things. Pause. He that keepeth. You remember when the angel comes to Mary and said, Mary, you're going to have a son. Mary said, how can this be? I never will be with a man. And the Bible says, Mary, keep these sayings. Pause. Mary represents the wise virgin. Are you with me, friends? Mary know that the Savior that comes is going to go take away the sin of the world. So now, the wise in heart, friends, they know that the Savior already comes to take away the sin of the world. So now the wise see their need. They're going to look to the Savior who can what? Blot out their sin. Cause them to have victory over sin. No, the wise in heart, they're going to get instruction from Jesus. The wise in heart, the wise lady, the wise daughter, the wise son, the wise man, he's going to get instruction from Jesus how to live, how to dress. The wise daughter, she's going to realize that pants expose my cleavage, pants expose my body parts and all of these things. Jesus is going to tell her that. Jesus is going to bring the conviction through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is the third head, the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is going to convict her to say, no, daughter, this is not right. You are representing heaven because Satan is the accuser of the virgin night and day. So when you are following Jesus, friends, Jesus is going to show, going to teach you how to dress. Jesus is going to teach you how to live. Jesus is going to teach you how to live a better life, have clean air and a better atmosphere, meaning go into the country and raise your own food. Jesus is trying to show you, listen, the wise in heart, they know the future. The wise in heart, they are the one that live in the city. The wise in heart, they are the one that try to encourage their brothers and sisters, loved ones. You cannot rear pants, my sister. You are a beautiful lady. You are causing the brothers in the church to stumble. No. Jesus wanted to cover your body. But Satan used it as a wedge, as a weapon, as a stumbling block against millions of brethren. When you watch the TV, it's nothing but shaking their bodies and all of these things, bringing temptation and all these things. But Jesus tried to show you, my sisters, you are precious. You are a queen. You are valuable. Cover yourself. All of these men love you. They are nothing but flies. When you go to the coronation market, some of you used to eat fish and all of these things. If you leave out the fish, a lot of flies are going to come pitch on the fish. But if you cover the fish, the fly will stay away. My sister, I'm just using a parallel. You are like a fish. All men out there, especially when you look beautiful and all these things, you got to cover yourself, my sister. Cover yourself. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, notice the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17. No, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Pause. New creature. If any man be in what? Christ. He's a what? New. So if you get something new, you ain't going to use the old no more. No, the old is passed away. God gives you a new start. And we are told that before we baptize people in our church, before we baptize, they must be familiar with present truth. They must be familiar with dress reform and health reform. A lot of us, we are putting people, unconverted, drunkard, and lazy people and all these things into the water. They go down the same and come up the same. And sanctified ministers, they are doing these things. But we are told that the spiritual prophecy, they're going to be revived. Then God's going to revive the spiritual prophecy through the wise virgin. Because the foolish virgin see these things. The foolish virgin, when the Bible says, he is an evil servant. Because he says, his Lord, delay is coming. And start to drink with the junker. Pause. What happened to the foolish virgin? They was begging of the wise oil. Give me some of your Holy Spirit. Pray for me that God will not move away from me. But God is saying to you, like Samuel, do not pray for them no more. Do not pray for her no more. Because I have withhold the kingdom. This time is coming, friends. You have to stand alone. Are you a wise virgin or are you a foolish virgin? I can't keep the Sabbath. I have to do my own pleasure because my husband wants it. What? 6 days thou shalt labor and do all that work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. God, when God was meeting the children of Israel on Mount Sinai, God tell Moses to tell the man, stay away from your wife 3 days. Especially when you're going to give the word of God. Ministers are supposed to separate from their wives. So God, the Holy Spirit, can use them. It's not a fashion or a show or a talk show. No, you are dealing with life and death. Friends, you are dealing with people who are afflicted, people who are bombarded with temptation, and they want to hear a word. They want to hear a word of relief. They want to hear the everlasting gospel that can set them free. That's why many ministers, when they go on the pulpit, heart is not touched. People going to the church and Sabbath tomorrow, many unconverted Pharisees in our pulpit, we call them Pharaoh in these last days. They are not consecrated. They are not purified. They don't have the Holy Spirit sleeping pastor or preaching to sleeping church. We want a revival, a revived pastors in these last days. We want pastors with lion heart. When he speak, he have the influence of the Holy Spirit. Heart is melting. People get uncomfortable in their sin. They're going to say, woe is me. I have to get ready because I see my need. I am wretched. I am blind. Jesus, you are exposing me to this man. I don't know this minister. Who is he? He calling out my sin. Lord, who is this man? When you start to get in your feelings, who is him? Who you think he be? And start to look on the minister flaws. When God send you a message, take the message and run with it. Jesus is coming, friends, and he love you. Jesus is coming. What a mighty God is there. Friend, God, just take me over to speak to you, Lord. All right, we'll come back to the way. Thank you, Lord, for that. Friends, pray for me. You don't know what this fight when you, especially when you are trying to be a faithful minister to preach the salvation of the kingdom of God to his people. But his angel is coming with a message, friends, to preach to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. People want to hear the word of life. People, they are bombarded. They are in bondage. What is the purpose of the gospel being preached to God's people in these last days? Is God, was the gospel given to man to make money, to get rich, to get wealth, to be famous? No. John said, I must decrease, but Jesus must increase. I must not be seen. I must not talk no storytelling. I must give the word of God. I'll let Jesus be uplifted and his word exalted. What is the purpose of the gospel, friends? Let me give you hope. Let me give you hope. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. What is the purpose of the gospel? Is the purpose of the gospel being preached to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people? Or you are going to church and you don't even see Jesus through the message. But I give you Jesus. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has not anointed me to preach glad tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to opening of the prison to them that are bound. What is the purpose of the gospel? To set man free. Many of you on this prayer line, you are brokenhearted. But Jesus come to give you peace. He wants to give you peace. But Jesus said, in order for you to get the peace, you must learn of me. How can I do that, my brother? Let me show you. As we come into our close, let me show you. I give you hope. Go with me to Matthew. Go with me to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. God, take me away from this study. God, I want to speak to your heart. By God's grace, next week we come and continue. And this right here, we don't even go into the depths of our study yet, friends. We get deep. Let me give you some hope, give you courage. The storm is raging, friends. The storm is coming. And we have to get ready to meet it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is what? Easy. And my burden is light. So Jesus is saying what? Learn of me. Learn of Jesus, for he what? Meek and lowly in heart. Learn of Jesus. When you learn of Jesus, you're going to become what? Meek. And you're going to what? Lowly in heart. And what? You shall find rest unto your soul. Friends, today is the Sabbath day. It is a joy. I can't wait every Friday for the Sabbath to come, friends. It is a joy. I am away from the hustle and the bustle of this world. What a mighty God we serve. The 6 days I give you, children. But on the 7 days, come and refresh. Do you know that the Sabbath is to refresh you? To energize you? Because your God, your husband, is coming to meet you with flowers. That's why we go out into nature and look at the beautiful trees. You know that this is Jesus' flowers to his sons and daughters. These beautiful trees. The animals he gives unto you to enjoy. To see his token of love. What a mighty God we serve. When night comes, you see the stars in heaven. God is showing that I give you light. This is the lesser light. When in the morning you wake up, you hear the birds singing. I giving him praise. Oh, beautiful their voice. Jesus, I made that for you. What a mighty God we serve. When you wake up, you see the sunrise. Beautiful sunshine. Jesus say, this is I. And to you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing. Whatever your situation, I can heal you. Whatever your situation, I can restore you. Whatever your situation, I can dress your wound. This physical son is a symbol of Jesus Christ's righteousness, his glory. What a mighty God we serve. When I fall the rain, I give you the literal rain to water your garden, to water the grass, to refresh. When you're hot throughout the day, and I realize that, oh, you're exhausted. I will give you some rain. I will cool the atmosphere down just to show you how much I love you. This is Jesus. Jesus do all of this for you. I will cause Do you know that when the rain is falling, let me give you a medical missionary training. Do you know that when the rain is falling and the lightning and the thunder is going off at the same time, especially when the lightning, do you know that the water become ozone water? That is ozone water, friend. If you need some oxygen, go out there. Don't go on a green tree now. But do you know that the atmosphere go out and take in the breeze, friend? Fresh from heaven, throne. This is the mighty God you serve, friends. Brothers and sisters, I'm in the country. Now I'm just more appreciated. When I used to into the city when the rain fall, I get mad. I said, skin up my face and grumbling and complaining. I don't want the rain to fall. But friends, I'm longing for the rain to fall. I can't wait. If the rain fall every day, I would be glad. Why? Because I have a little nice garden. And sometimes, you know, you're tiring. Are you just praying? Because why? When you come to the country, friends, to get closer to nature, and nature points you to the God who created it. And then you can hear his still small voice through nature, and you can see his beauty of love through nature. Friends, hurry up and get out of the city. May God bless you. Next week, we will continue in the parable of the 10 virgins. I pray that if you see your need, if you see a need, if you were a foolish virgin, but if you see a need, to God be the praise. You can become a wise virgin for heaven. Jesus is coming. I want to see your face. You may hear me right now. I can't see you. But the day will come. When you say, Brother Ricardo, that's you? Who is this? Oh, so-and-so was on Advent line. I was listening to you, man, but God is good. You hear, my brother? Yes, we are here. Throughout eternity, never more to separate. Always be in the presence of the Most High. If this year sentiment, if this your calling, say, Lord, save me in Jesus' name. I give it over to Sister Carla. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and be patient. Sister Carla? Maybe she's a college
okay,
from I'm the phone.
I'm sorry. Yes, I was on mute more than one place. So yes, thank you, Brother Ricardo, for the spoken word. I thank the Lord for using you again mightily this evening, brothers and sisters. I pray that you were also blessed, and may we find grace in the sight of God as did Moses did, and also Noah. And as I was reading Exodus chapter 34, verse starting at verse 6, it says, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, God merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundance in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that by no means cleared the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go amongst us as it is a stiff-necked people and pardon our iniquity and our sins and take us for thy inheritance. Wow. May we ask the Lord to pardon us because we're stiff-necked and, you know, help us to be wise virgin for him because we are in the last days. He's soon to come, brothers and sisters. We have to wake up and we have to have our lamp trim and burning. We have to be ready and we have to warn others, especially those who are of the house of faith, our family. We have to warn them if we call ourselves disciples, ambassadors of Christ. We can't be stagnant. We have to warn the people wherever we go. So we thank you again for joining us, and I pray that you were truly blessed. Let us have one short word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I thank you again for the your Holy Spirit, O Father, that fell upon us. I thank you for Brother Ricardo, and as a young man evangelist, O Father, a minister after your word, O Father, I ask that you will continue to bless him and his household. Each and every one of us, our unspoken prayer requests, is, you know our hearts, you know where we need to come up higher, Lord, so that we can be saved, so that we can give this loud cry. Help us to have a good night rest, O Lord, and give us safe journey, Mercy, as son will be going to church, O Father, or wherever you lead them out to nature, Lord, to the park, or just to go and share the gospel with others. Put a hedge of protection around us, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Please join us again Sunday evening on for last day event, and Thursday for Health Reform Thursday. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child.